Welcome back, Devil Death Dealers and Beelzebub Bashers, to another Relic Thumping Holy Water Diving Drag Me to Hell Harbor episode of Dead Man Roll No Crits. This is your Pope's Exorcist Patrick here, and joining me in a fiddle duel down at the crossroads in Georgia are my four friends and your players, Jabert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler.
I heard a cover of that today, and I was like, what is this? Like, they were like, it's cool, we'll do a different fiddle solo, and it's like, no, that's not the same song, idiots.
You know, I have two anecdotes about solos in songs.
Oh, they're gonna say about the devil came down to Georgia. I was like, good. I don't all of them.
I don't have a lot this week, so let's go ahead and vamp some more. Anecdote one.
Well, so you guys know the song Take Five
by Dave Brubeck.
When Take Five came out as a single, what people didn't know is that it's actually an improv solo at the beginning. It was intended to be an improv solo at the beginning, but he didn't
really know how to play it again.
No, he did. That's the thing, is like, he would play it live and he would just start soloing, and everyone's like, I don't know what song this is. So like, they didn't know what was about to happen.
But he couldn't
and then Take Five would start. So people complained about it. And then, so he learned the solo from the start of the recording, so he could play that every time.
And play that for the people who wanted to hear it. Yeah, I was in a rock band back in high school, and like our guitarist was just like really like it was really talented, although he was very self deprecating, I guess, because he couldn't read music. He could only play by ear, but you could just like play him a song and like he would just be like, oh, like this.
Right. Metallica got where they were without reading sheet music.
It was just wild. And it was just like, I mean, to me, that was like the coolest thing in the whole world. So I would make a big deal of it. Anytime we had a gig, I would make a deal out of it. I'd be like, this guy, like every time you hear him play a song, it's the only time you're going to hear him play the song just like this, because he just plays it. He just plays it from his heart, and he just plays it just like, you know.
It's very cool.
I think he was embarrassed by it, because he was like, Jabert, stop it. It's not the compliment you think.
He doesn't know how to read music.
I desperately need to learn how to read sheet music, so Jabert will stop vamping for me.
People at the parties don't like the guy with the acoustic guitar already. He doesn't need a hype man.
That's me. I'm the hype man for the guy with the guitar.
Seth, your anecdote here has prompted two anecdotes from me. The first
it's going to be an anecdote frenzy inception.
We're going down a further layer. Drew and I got to hear Dave Brubeck play in college.
I played band, and Drew and I got to hear Dave Brubeck play in college.
Oh, that didn't go the way you thought it was. Jabert, oh no. Oh no. He didn't do autographs because he was saving his hands. He was like 82 or something at that point.
Oh yeah, makes sense.
Saving his hands just so he could play for folks in like very small engagements. But my other anecdote is I found out that this week that Phil Collins supposedly also did something very similar with In the Air Tonight. He improvised the lyrics the first time he played it and had to like write them down immediately after doing it. Wikipedia says, I wrote the lyrics spontaneously. I'm not quite sure what the song is about, but there's a lot of anger, a lot of despair, a lot of frustration.
Yeah, the less talented half of Genesis.
I don't know, man. That song rules. That's
Peter
rules
Gabriel's so entire discography rules.
I mean, Peter Gabriel also rules.
I didn't say that Phil Collins had no talent. I just said he was less talented than Peter Gabriel.
But yeah, that was like my dad was into music of like the 70s and 80s in a way that I didn't realize as was as cool as it really was. And I remember like discovering Yes for the first time and like and discovering their Talk. I think the album was called Talk, and just like just listening to it on repeat for just like days on end, just like, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard. And then one time I posted on some social media about like, I was like, you know, I've never really listened to Depeche Mode before, but like they are so great. And my dad was like, I failed you.
Now, like a coding statement. Remember, I stated initially that I had two anecdotes about solos.
Oh,
and then I executed mine, and then that executed several sub functions.
Right. So now I plus one.
This is it. It's very short, and it's actually like more closely related to Devil Went Down to Georgia. I remember I had to drive somebody else's car and had to listen to the radio as a result of it, and the radio station started playing Freebird. And I was like, okay, just playing Freebird. And
Freebird and like you do.
When it got to the solo, the song cut out and they started playing the next song. And I'm like,
what?
It's like, that's the wrong half of Freebird. Nobody is like, oh man, you know what I love? The part in Freebird where the guy is singing. No one wants that part of Freebird.
Yeah.
This is like everyone wants the solo. Like you tolerate the singing so you can get to the solo.
that really is the meat and potatoes of that song.
They messed up.
They put the wrong part of the song on the
speaking
wrong
of messing up. Do we want to get back to this combat, I guess?
Oh, I suppose.
No, the combat's already been going on. We left off on the devil's turn.
Oh god, that's too many 20s. No, what have you done?
I've been rolling attacks silently for the last minute or so here.
Oh.
Kovic, you get hit.
We're all gonna die. Oh god, we were goofing.
One of these devils, and I believe it's a critical hit, the 18 here. What is your armor class, Kovic? Tyler does not have his character sheet open or ready. Tyler is not ready to play.
36.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We talked about how you've not upgraded for this character. You're like, Kovic's a range kid. But yeah, that's a critical hit. It is 50 points.
Ow.
Of 50 points of slashing damage. Go ahead and make a fortitude save for me.
All right. Give me one quick minute. Fortitude, go.
Success.
36.
Success there. Bartleby, I'm so sorry. Jabert, just going left to right here. I have rolled a 20, a 13, and a 20.
Oh, no, those are for me. Oh, no.
Attacking Bartleby.
Oh, no.
Some critical hits.
There might be three critical hits. I don't know.
What's your armor class?
36, actually. So not too different from COVID. So
is a crit, a hit, and a crit, though.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have cast heal on these guys, huh?
Yeah, you angered this one, apparently.
Says Patrick, the person in control of it.
Yeah, he's angry at you. So the first crit is 60 points of slashing damage. Okay. Then a hit, regular hit, at...
Oh, wait. Oh thank goodness I cast this. Okay, so 60 of slashing. Okay, got it.
Yep. And then 28 slashing.
Okay.
And then the third crit. Oh boy. 68.
Bartleby is dying to.
Uh-oh. Row.
That was enough to take me from. Wait, are you sure you didn't move in before? Are you sure I sat here and cast while I had three people around me?
You three action casted, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what a Bartleby thing to do.
I really
did your heal. You did your heal thing because it damaged them.
Yes.
So yes.
Yeah, that's the thing that you did. Sorry. Okay, the next round of attacks here was against Seth and Honto. Seth, your armor class with Honto right now is 41.
Okay, I thought you were going to ask what my armor class, because you said you were attacking me.
Honto.
Okay, Honto's is 41.
Okay, I've rolled a single hit with a 9 on the dice.
Wow.
Single for 26 points of slashing damage. And Alaris, who's like soloing the boss.
You will dodge.
basically, oh, that's what did I roll here for the first tech on? But the first one was a 7. So what's your armor class?
With the nimble dodge, it would be 39.
That is a hit. Okay, and you're fighting the big one, so it does a little bit more damage. A little bit more damage. 30 points of slashing, and this second attack is a miss because I rolled an 8. Can Alaris and Honto make me a fortitude save? It's a little bit harder for Alaris here.
Sorry, fortitude?
Fortitude, yep. Got a success from Honto. Yep, two very good successes. Okay, that is their turn. They are just going to town on folks. You see Bartleby go down. What would we like to do at the start of turn, I think, 3? Honto, what would you like to do?
I'm lost. Okay. We're on the bottom boat. Okay, got it. Just trying to figure out where all this stuff was going on.
It's a big map here.
Yeah, it's a large map. I mean, so the one that is directly north of Honto off the side of the ship, is that, is it within reach?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I got to do the thing, though. If we have a teammate down, I think I've used 2 key points. This is the problem with splitting combat.
No, I don't think you have.
I used 1 to enable flying, which I then didn't end up needing.
You might have, yes.
Okay. Very I only possible. Got one more. Might as well get rid of as many dice rolls as I can, though. Let's open up with a key flurry.
A flurry of keys coming at you.
39?
39 is a hit.
Okay. And second one. Oh, my goodness.
Yes! We can do it, too.
Critical hit.
We can do it, too.
Oh, my goodness. Is the critical damage roll is not additive, right?
Yeah. I think one is replacing it.
Is it?
Because there's a times 2.
There is a times 2. Okay, got it. So that's a total of... Actually, hold on. I forgot. Keystrike. Haha.
Yeah. A lot of extra damage.
Is your backstabber automatically added in?
No.
Okay. Then remember backstabber as well.
Oh. Why backstabber?
It's like the second hit.
I thought it was, but is it only... Oh, no. It's only if they're flat-footed.
Yes. They it's only flat-footed. Against flat-footed opponents.
Yep.
That's a really good roll for the first one. And then this one, I guess we're doubling this one. So 30. My goodness. God.
This is your first...
This is my first action. Of the
action.
So 25 plus 126 force damage.
Yeah, this one is nearly dead. It wasn't even bloodied before you started attacking, and you land 2 blows that seem to go right through him.
I feel you, Patrick. I feel you, Patrick. Wasn't even bloodied before you started attacking.
Yeah. Each hit lighting up maybe like little fires underneath its skin. As you're like, oh.
So that's the 1-2 combo. Here comes the roundhouse. Ooh.
It's a miss.
It's not worth rerolling. I can Hail Mary 4th attack, though.
Yeah. I mean, you can reroll it and the damage rerolls.
Mary.
No. New attack. 36?
36 is just a hit.
Oh, okay.
And that so is enough.
That one's 27 piercing.
Enough to kill it, because it had...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 20 hit points left.
Ooh, it's close.
Bloop. One turn obliteration. I'll take
falls
it.
Falls into the water here. Falls off the deck where he's kind of caught in the rigging.
Did that do... as much damage as that one gunshot Cassius did? I forget.
Did more for sure.
Yeah, like 150 something.
Yeah, Cassius broke 100, but I don't think I broke 120.
Okay, cool. All right, that's fine. I mean, Candoso has the damage record. No contest. But
your punch when you land with that punch, it makes a gunshot sound. You see Cassius looking around the ground, like at his feet, like, did my gun just misfire?
It'd be like that. It'd be like that one cop with the acorn.
Oh no!
Alaris, we're on to you.
All right, Alaris is at the top of the stairs. I'm guessing I can't tumble through.
You can. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of on the stairs now as well. He did move to kind of like land on the deck here. Tumble through. I think it's half your speed, but you can tumble through a large creature.
well, specifically tumble behind, but yeah.
Tumble behind. Bushwashbuckling. Tumble through a enemy square against a reflex DC. But yeah, is that what you want to do for your first action? I have his reflex DC right here.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can I use Swift Illusion to attempt an acrobatics check? And if I succeed, I can move him in between me and Cassius?
Swift Illusion. Illusion. No. Illusion.
If he's large, maybe that wouldn't be possible. I don't know.
Yeah, typically not able to move someone larger than yourself. But yeah, I would recommend the tumble through. I don't think you can move him.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll attempt to tumble behind. Here goes acrobatics. 42.
That is a success.
Oh, good. I'm going to get on the other side of him. And from there, now that he is flat-footed, I'm going to strike. Can I get here to where I'm flanking with Cassius, or would that be flanking with Cassius?
I'm steering the ship. I'm not helping you. Nice try.
It doesn't matter because he's flat-footed, but yeah, not really there.
Well, he won't be flat-footed forever.
It's a good point. Maybe if Tyler was nice, he would allow for a flanking buddy, but not right now.
All right, on my own, I am going to strike with my curved blade against flat-footed. So here we go. 39 to hit.
That's a hit. That is a hit.
Okay, so that does 47 damage.
And also damage.
Two bleed.
Okay, not all that damage. It's going through.
Oh, no.
We already know that. We already knew the MDR.
Well, I could have changed that. To acid, couldn't I? Or no, I'm thinking of Sharga. No,
that's Sharga. nothing you can do, just keep
not grabbing. On my watch.
I was gonna say that's your Starfinder character.
debilitating so strike since I hit. So I get two debilitations that I can apply. So I'm going to make them take
my sound.
All right. Restarting the recording. All right. Okay, so yeah, I can apply debilitation. So I'm going to apply the first debilitating strike is an additional 2d6 precision damage.
Okay, add it in.
Okay, so that's another 7 damage. Okay. And I am also going to... Okay, I'm applying a debilitation that makes them flat-footed, so they will continue to be flat-footed through the end of my next turn, I believe.
What's it called?
It's part of precise debilitation. But cool. Debilitating strike applies until the end of my next turn. So I've made them flat-footed through the end of my next turn.
Sounds a pretty good debilitation.
I still have one more attack. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. I think Alaris is this world's first D-hab.
Oh, natural 20.
We could do it too.
We're on fire.
Oh. We could do it too. Oh. We can do it. We can.
You guys might survive this one. Critical hit.
But you love it when like a joke you're trying to say gets interrupted by an amazing roll.
Oh boy.
All right. So, oh gosh, I don't have my calculator on me.
Yeah, use your brain, nerd.
64, 64, 66, 68. So 68,
including forceful.
Yeah, that includes forceful. Yep. So 68 damage, and then, but it's already bleeding, right? So no more additional bleed damage?
No, that's not actually how bleed works in this game. So you replace it with the higher one. So like it previously had 1d6. So now since it's been crit, it has 2d6 of bleed.
Because I have...
It says 1d12, but...
Yeah, on a crit for a wounding rune. So would that go to 2d12 on a crit?
Yes, right. Yeah, that would double. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, persistent doubles. And it's wild. It's why alchemists are crazy.
So, D12? Well, we'll roll it on its turn. How about that?
Yeah, it takes that damage at the end of its turn.
Hey, but Patrick, let's can I not re-roll forget. On to say as an alchemist?
Alchemists are crazy good when things have weaknesses, but
for weaknesses. Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get a chance to fight some devils too. He'll get some chances to hit their weaknesses.
So the way I'm visualizing this in my brain is that first I stabbed him, you know, I cut him on his arm the first time and he was bleeding too.
And first you rolled down the stairs. The
arm, and now he's bleeding like doubly. Is it like because I hit him with a crit? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but the blood will only pump more blood to one of the arms.
Okay.
He's only going to bleed out the most of one arm. Ouch. Ouch. Okay. Well, I mean, that's a lot of damage he took there. Still not bloodied. This is McGeeve. Devil. Indeed. Commander. Okay. Kovic, we're on to you. Your little buddy here, Bartleby, is down, and you are now left with, I guess, you and Honto, two more of these large, devilish creatures, four wings, giant broad, like tridents.
I'm just gonna do what I can before I die and eventually have to be resuscitated by Honto. Big slappy attack. Does a 40 hit?
It does.
45 points of damage.
Maybe not that much. Is it just regular slashing?
Well, yeah. I know I'm gonna get hit with the dirr here. It's fine. I'm just doing my part so Honto can finish the job.
So that's a
Hail Mary, full of grace, third. And I don't think I'm going to need my reroll for anything else. Hail Mary, full of grace, third, second reroll.
Wait, third attack? And I'm done.
That's my turn, Patrick. Do your worst.
Wait, you rolled? I mean, I suppose it doesn't matter, but like you rolled your first attack, and then your third attack, and then your third attack again. Is that supposed to be what you do?
So the first one says power. So power attacks are two action attacks.
And power.
Then I did a third attack. Mm-hmm. I rolled really badly.
I didn't remember. Are you guys hasted right now?
No. Are we?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I thought power attack was two actions. So
it is.
Okay.
And then I re-rolled.
Oh, you used your reroll on this last one. With my hero point. Oh, okay. Okay. That's why they're both very bad. You're crazy, Tyler. You're a crazy person for using your reroll on that.
I'm expecting death, and I don't think a reroll is going to help me here.
Okay. Bartleby, we're on to you. Are you here pointing, resting, relaxing?
So I was reading about it. I get to make my check and then decide if I want to do it. So it's when you're dying, when your dying value would increase, you can spend your hero point. So
that's pretty good rules lore. And I don't know. I think you might get another hero point for that discovery.
Technically. So let's see. Ooh, that would have been a fail. Would have been a fail. So hero point it is.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Stabilizing on the ground.
Boop. Haven't you done well for yourself?
Ta-da.
Kovic, you have your melee weapon out, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get an attack of opportunity?
Why not?
Okay. Well, go ahead and take it, because this one's going to grab up a Bartleby Findling body.
Oh, no.
I forgot. I should have died. Oh, no.
That's an action. And he's going to lift him up into the air. My amazing in-game seems to be working here.
Oh.
No, you don't even know why I want you, and I'm taking you still.
I just know that I don't want it.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, man.
I wanted to cast heroism.
I wanted to do something this episode. I wanted
to turn.
Too bad.
That's bad.
Yeah. I mean, you'll find, I'm sure I'll turn up somewhere. But
although, you know what? I do feel better now that I'm not the only character who was grabbed and flown away to be tortured somewhere.
I mean, to be honest, I love flying enemies for this so much, especially large ones that can just scoop you up in their strong arms. And
I don't think there's anything flight. I can
maybe
do
they're going to nurse him back to health. I don't know.
I think maybe they did find my parents.
Maybe mommy and daddy want me back. I know that they do.
Have we been the bad guys?
Are we the baddies?
Are we the baddies? Have we just been keeping Bartleby from his true family?
Are you taking your attack for opportunity?
I don't actually get one. I'm sorry.
Okay, I thought you really did.
I can, but I didn't take it, so I don't.
I will say this guy is bloodied after your last attack. He does make it about 100 feet off the bow.
Okay. Hold on.
Or Kandoso turns into a dragon.
I might still be able to do something then. because he is my hunted quarry.
Wait, how many actions did he have, Patrick?
Well, he picked up our good friend Bartleby and then two fly actions.
So it has a 50-foot fly speed?
Big boy, big wings.
I see. Okay.
Big boy, big wings. Yeah, he's not really picking up height right now. He's just kind of flying off. That is that one's turn. This one that's on you, Kovic, is going to stab you. Stab you away. Yeah. 12 is a hit for 30 points of slashing damage.
Okay. I'm still all right.
I actually just thought of something, and I can't use it with any of the characters on this show, and I'm definitely going to forget about it, so I'm going to just say it out loud for anyone to use. Abracastabra.
Yeah, you gotta make a mages character and save that one. I'll delete that from the
Abracastabra.
I got a team that's playing a mages, so I'll give that to her. It's a new spell called Abracastabra. Everyone's gonna be like, that's a good one.
You have two mageses, one with a rapier, one with a hammer, and you'll have Abracastabra and Alaka Wham.
The next two attacks are going to be its tail whipping around at Kovic. 9 and 11. These are two misses. And they'll take us to Alaris. This big one's going to try to stab you first. 3 on the dice is pretty good, but pretty bad as well. I think that might be a hit.
Nimble dodge. What's, 39 is my AC.
That is just a hit. Oh. Yeah, you should have enfeebled him, but you chose other debilitations.
Okay,
indeed.
Don't forget bleed damage.
Happens at the end of his turn. I'm rolling your damage. It just, well, boy, it's taking a little while. Think about this. 3d8. That's it. 3d8. Okay, here it is. 10 plus. This is 26 slashing. Sorry, 28 slashing. And it's going to try for its tail attacks as well. Whoop, whoop. A 6 is going to be a miss, and a 15 on the third is just a hit. 4. 33. Wow, that was really good on the tail. 33 points of slashing. Can you make me one fortitude save?
44.
That is a success. I'm trying to figure out this ability here. I'm taking the Infernal Wound ability from another devil, and that also gives you some bleed damage back. Is this the first time I've hit with a stupid tail attack? So I'll mark that on your character sheet. You have a nasty wound down your arm as this thing chugs down at you and is like... okay, do you want to roll?
Yeah, it's another D12 for bleed.
2D12?
Well, I already did. I got a 3 on the first one, so this will be, and this is 10, so 13 altogether.
Okay. Well, I may roll to get rid of that. Try to get rid of that. I don't. It's still up. Okay, that is going to take us back to Honto. Seth.
Well, where is our friend? My God. Patrick, the map.
Yeah, he's 100 feet away from where he started.
It's but he's next to a bunch of other people now.
Sorry, gosh.
It's messy. Clean your room.
Fixing it. I'm fixing it.
Okay.
Boom. Perfect.
Okay. Honto's underneath it, but, you know, that's fine.
Are you flying after him?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I forgot you had flight. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to wait scot-free.
No, you're not,
no,
sir.
No, let him go.
Can I wrestle Bartleby away from it?
With like an athletics check and opposed against its athletics or fortitude DC, whatever's
okay. Better.
Yeah, give me that baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he's like carrying a potato. Or at the very least, you guys both have like a hand on him right now.
Right. So the other thing is that this is not true flight because I now have to make a check to see if I fall.
No, if you made a fly action in the turn, I don't think. No. Oh no, you're jumping, aren't you?
Well, this is called wind jump. It says you gain a fly speed equal to your land speed. You must end your turn on solid ground, or you fall. However, if it's heightened, which it is, at the end of your turn, you can attempt a DC 30 acrobatics check to find purchase in midair.
Oh, you jumping on a cloud?
Yeah, or just like I find a gust of wind that is somehow able to continue to lift me. I imagine that this flight does not look like
you're airbending right now.
You're wall jumping off of walls of air.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
And it just is your regular movement speed. Yes. So you're technically faster than this thing.
Correct.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And it lasts for a minute. So I'm going to make that acrobatics check. Hey, look at that. I hit 30.
Ooh. All right. All right.
On a 5.
You're right next to this thing.
Basically, it's trying to see if I roll a 1, I think. If I roll a 1, then I don't keep flying.
He was very shocked to have someone come up behind him.
Oh, there you go.
Alaris, we're on to you.
All right, this guy is flat-footed still because I made him so, and I'm going to strike with my curved blade. 47 Ooh. Against flat-footed.
Ooh! Against flat-footed, the bigger one. That is just a hit.
All right. That does 37 slashing damage.
Okay. Still up here, not bloodied yet on the big boy.
All right, I'm going to keep striking. 37 well, to hit.
That did include your extra damage, right?
No, I forgot to do a debilitating strike. Can I do 2d6 and make it enfeebled?
Yes. All right.
So 4 additional damage.
Okay, got it.
Okay, on this one it's 37.
37 is going to be a miss.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because Enfeeble does not affect armor class.
Does Enfeeble.
I think it's just strength stuff. Clumsy 1. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's encumbered. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Yeah, Enfeebled is a strength-based DCs, so it's attacks and stuff. All right, that second one is a miss. Third action.
Okay, let me re-roll that strike.
Okay. Had a 12 on that dice, so...
Oh, it's even worse. Oh, it's like 10 toot, worse.
Toot, toot.
All right.
Third action.
Third action. I'll roll again. 37.
Mama.
Oh, so close here, too. So close. That is a miss. You're taking
some lead. This is the big one.
This is the big boy.
Okay, I was like, wait, I hit on a 36. This is a different one.
Yes, I gave them a captain to fight with. Captain, so let me roll your bleed damage, and if you want to roll d20 to get rid of it, Becca, you can, but gotta roll very high for this. It is a infernal wound. This is a 16 points of bleed. I could do bleed too.
11 did not get rid of it.
Kovic, we're on to you. How's Kovic doing?
Well, could be better, could be worse. All right. There's an enemy very far away. The enemy who happens to be my hunted prey. And then there's an enemy right in front of me. Gonna leave the faraway enemy to Honto's care. And check my... curse. Well... Hey, Patrick, can I take you up on one of the offers you made me last week?
I don't remember it, but what did I do?
Can I make an action as Cassius instead?
Yes. Yes, okay. If you would like to activate a Cassius Vell instead. Yeah, I think I mentioned this, but in my tweens tabletop game, I have multiple people that want to make multiple characters, and they couldn't decide, and they can't live with one without one of them now. So there's like 9 people adventuring in this dungeon that they're in right now. I was like, that's fine. On your turn, you can only activate one of your 2 characters, so you have to decide, and you know there's a little bit of buffer because I think if one of them accidentally dies, they're not gonna flip out. They're like, at least I got my other character. But there'll be some rules for that.
Cool. I'm gonna try to shoot this demon captain in the face. I think we already determined they don't speak common, so we're just gonna shoot.
Okay, point blank.
I mean, I don't know if I'm point blank. I almost called you Cassius Patrick, but sure.
We'll make an attack of opportunity. Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I'm looking at my rules here. Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah, yeah. Oh, dang. So I've hit, and it looks like you have missed. Because it's not... Is it flat-footed to everyone, Rebecca, or just your attacks?
39 misses.
That's a great question. Oh, it just says the target becomes flat-footed.
Oh, well, then in that case, if it's to everybody, then that is a hit.
Wow, I need flat-footed and a 39. All right. Good to know. 16 bludgeoning or piercing, whichever is lowest.
Oh, wait. Your
resistance.
It's not flat-footed. Flat-footed ended at the end of my last turn.
If it makes you feel better, that would have done, like, no damage anyway. So don't worry about it, Tyler. And also, please take a bunch of damage from me.
Not only is the AC too high, it also has damage resistance.
31.
If it makes you feel better.
Yeah, just a beefier version of these other guys.
I've only made a piece of trash. Does a 45 hit you? Oh, actually, it doesn't matter because I rolled a 19. And I crit on 19s.
Okay. Yeah, it does hit. So that's good. Yeah, I got one for you.
Yeah. That is going to... Oh, boy. How do I... Oh, my gosh. It's this thing again. This is not times. So I need to roll this again. Okay. That, if I'm doing this, I don't have panache, so I'm not adding that in. And I believe I've changed my critical damage mod, but I think I... Have I rolled just like really here?
I mean, I see a lot of damage going on, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I only see 58.
Mm-hmm. That's what I got.
Okay, well, 58 points of damage.
Okay, not all that goes through, but that is enough to bloody him.
There we go.
The Magiv commander. Third action?
Yeah, what can I do? I'm gonna reload the weapon. Special ammo.
Oh, okay. For third action?
Yeah.
Bartleby is in the hands of Master Honto here, but as the battle seems to be at its darkest moment here, you see Admiral Fairwind's ship maybe also overrun by a number of small devils, like little cat-sized devils that have swarmed her vessel like a plague of locusts. Past that, in the distance, you see a ray of light, a shimmering light coming through the smoke and the battle as a horse made of water with bolts of electricity humming out of every footfall slaps the surface of the water, comes charging forth. Candoso riding high in a saddle.
Oh, snap.
Maybe out of breath. Good news, Jabir. You get to play a little bit this episode. You're not just unconscious.
Literally, you knocked him out before we even started playing.
Yeah.
Like Jabir literally did not get to participate in this episode.
Secret roles before. Jabir got to talk a little bit about some fun anecdotes, his friend who can listen to music. And I was like, you know what? He's had it too good. Too good.
Getting too much.
So I'm placing you kind of in the middle here between Honto and Bartleby up in the air and the ship. If you want to take three actions with a Candoso, you can from here. You have maybe some good news for everyone, but it seems you've entered into the bad news situation of this fight.
I've come from the bad news place. Let's see. Oh boy. Oh, that's not it.
Probably should have given you at least a little bit warning that this would happen, but I thought it would be more dramatic to just spring this upon you.
Oh, no, this is very traumatic. Let's see.
This was going to happen at the end of the episode, so I was like, oh, why not? He comes like a minute early. He shows up just slightly early.
But we're making the episode. I was going to say, it's usually not desirable to come early for most people.
What?
I am never late, Seth. Like all good wizards, I come exactly when I intend to. Never early, never late, but exactly come exactly on time.
Guys, Gandalf is about to arrive.
Can Gandalfo make a check or something to see like which one of these situations seems more dire? I mean, I guess the struggle for the little guy is pretty dire. And but like
I mean, yeah, I think
are the others struggling mightily against their would be assailants.
I don't know. How's Honto's wounds doing? Is he okay, Seth?
He's fine.
Yeah, it might be one of these shipborne combats that might require a little bit more help. Then I don't know.
Oh, the Bartleby was so useful for hiding my tax evasion, but my friends. What about my friends? Oh.
It's canon that Candoso is not friends with Bartleby.
All right, yeah, but I will indeed clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. up to the surface of the ship and proclaim "Yo-ho!" as I cast a magical spell. Indeed, a hasteful spell upon my friends and colleagues, the people I work with, my co-workers, some would say.
Have at you, acquaintances.
Have at ye, to whom it may concern.
Mahim is fighting a little devil, and he feels emboldened. He's like, thank you, Master Kendo. So.
Yes, I should be able to get everybody around here.
Can't believe you remembered my name.
And
with a good old haste.
With a haste, yes, I haste plus four, so it's going to hit everybody on the boat right now. So,
okay. Alrighty, we're back to the devil's turn. We're going to kill a Kovic first. Three attacks.
Let me tell you what your goal is here.
Slash, slash, slash. Well, I rolled pretty darn terrible. This first one, maybe?
I don't think you're going to make it.
I think this first one.
AC 36, but you have 105 hit points to get through.
Yeah, well, one hit, four. Ooh, not great damage. 21 points of slashing damage. Okay, let's do three against Honto. Sha-sha-sha, give me back my baby. Oh, they're not in the order that I want. The first one is 13, second is 5, third is a 19. What
sounds like one hit to me, boss.
What is your armor class again? Sorry.
41. It's a plus 2 when I'm holding a small creature.
Nice.
Yeah, that third one's only, what, a 9 on the dice, really, so... One attacky. Oh, what is almost max damage here for 36 points of slashing.
It's like raising a shield, though, so, like, if they do a certain amount of damage, it breaks the small creature, and then the rest of the damage comes through to me.
Just cuts the baby in half.
How much was that again?
36.
Okay.
Your max. All right. Alaris. Let's take an Alaris out with a melee weapon first.
Don't forget you're enfeebled.
Oh, I'm more than enfeebled. I rolled a critical miss. Let's try that again. Second attack. Minus one on this. Oh, a 3. Uh-oh. I don't like where this is going. Third attack, maybe? Oh, no. No. No.
Effective 0, maybe a 1.
Effective 0, that is 3 misses. Roll
doesn't make it happen. Quick.
Apparently, roll some damage, some bleed damage for him. D12s.
Do I have to re-roll it again?
Yeah. Oh. He takes it every turn, so.
I thought it stayed the same every turn, but okay.
No.
20.
No. Yeah, you want to do more damage. Not this, but no, we roll it up differently all the time. No, it's not something
it's usually back stat. And forth a little bit.
I'm sorry. Okay. We'll, I'll take the 13 damage you rolled last turn instead.
The good news is, as GM, you're never wrong, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right, Tyler. You know what?
You're going to give another hero point to Jabert.
Hero point. No, hero point for Kovic. You have two bonuses now. Look at you. You got so many.
Thank you.
20 points of bleed damage is a lot, and I can do this math. Nope, I can't.
Have damage resistance wrong. Against bleeding.
I think so.
That'd be
that would be awful.
Okay, Honto, we are back to you. Jumping in the air, fighting the devil, holding on to Bartleby finding.
Which I can do all of a sudden. I'm going to open up with a flurry. Why not?
A pop 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 punch.
37.
Hit.
And then 36.
Hit.
Okay, so that is... Oh, why is math not working for me today? 42 piercing damage of the adamantine cold steel silver variety, also magical.
All right, he's still up.
I imagine this is like jumping off of whatever he found purchase on and doing a couple spin kicks, and then he's just going to fly right on back to the ship.
Okay.
With Bartleby in tow.
Bartleby's coming with.
Yep.
Alrighty.
What if you did one of those things where it's like when you're trying to walk through the door with a big sack of groceries and you slam the groceries up against the door, the side of the door?
Hilarious. Yeah,
there's all kinds of things I flew past and I was just holding Bartleby in such a way that his head just banged into it. And I'm like, oh, and I turn around and I bang his head on something else instead. I'm just...
Hilarious. Rebecca, we're on to you.
Okay, you take damage twice, Cassius... that's dead.
Cassius is not wielding a melee weapon right now, right?
So how dare you?
I cannot be flat-footed with him. If
my
I
gun is very poor.
No.
Pretty sure he can still flank.
As long as he still has a free hand,
yeah,
he's threatening.
So. If you want to move and get in the little lifeboat there, you
so
can.
So I can appear, and then I'm flanking and he's flat-footed again.
Yep.
Oh, great. Perfect. I'm glad I asked.
You heard it here first. Cassius is threatening if he has a free hand.
You don't know what he's going to do with it.
Oh, I feel threatened.
Okay. That's right. You're legally allowed to shoot Cassius if he's got a free hand because he's threatening you.
Hand your ground rules.
Is hand your ground.
Sucker.
It's a 33 on my attack.
But big ol' miss. Miss.
You got that.
Hey, welcome
that
to the
roll. You ever hear someone drop?
Oh no!
One.
You're rolling my exact rolls from my turn. I rolled a one and a three, and you rolled a three and a one.
Find the other. Get rid of that digital die.
Kovic pick up a new Cassius. One.
Try again,
Tyler. Who do you want to activate?
Wait. Did she take four actions there?
Oh no! I forgot. Haste.
So I get a third strike?
Yeah.
If you want it.
Oh, it's another miss.
That was very close to
it. Oh, we almost did. We almost found the other side.
You expertly dashed her.
That die is a good
on
one.
The rocks.
That die is a good one. We'll keep that one for
you. Oh, do I need to take bleed damage?
Yes, indeedy. Roll a d20.
Yes, and bleedy.
Yeah, I was going to say, should be yes and bleedy for
so
sure.
So good.
That's very good.
17.
All right. Normally that would stop the bleeding, but not for this wound. 16 points. Yeah.
It's one of those.
It is.
Bleed out here. Goodness.
That is the point.
The good news is you're in a lifeboat, and there's no better place to bleed out than the lifeboat. I mean, it's in the name of the boat.
It's sort of like how I used to ask my friends when I was in middle school, like, Which car, if you were going to get run over by one car, what would it be? And they'd be like, oh, I want to get run over by a Ferrari, or I want to be a Lamborghini. I'd be like, you idiots, it's an ambulance, you fools. There's a right answer, and you're all wrong.
Say, like, how about this one, a smart?
Oh, yeah, that would be way better than an ambulance, actually. It would be way
you could
better. This was before the smart was a thing.
I'm suing Elon Musk. I'm getting my money.
What? He has nothing to do with the smart.
The smart car? That's what we're talking about, right? The tiny little... Because you could, like, stiff arm a smart car.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why you want to get run over by one.
I was thinking, exactly. I was thinking like, by that. It's like,
you know, I was thinking like a smartphone, like an AI car.
Oh,
a smart car.
No, tiny little ones that were it's like, yeah. Where it's like, you're, like you put your butt in the trunk and then like your feet go in the engine block. Like that's what a smart car is.
Tyler, come on, you need to take your turn tonight. We can't have a three episode fight. That's not the boss fight. So.
Kovic will just try to keep 1v1ing the weak one. So we'll activate Kovic for a power attack and then a regular attack.
Okay.
Fun fact, while I was looking up how I could possibly help Bartle. Oh, I think that's a miss. But I have a hero point, right?
Got a couple.
Yay! Do it again. The damage was terrible on that anyway. This one's much better. 39.
Yeah. Hit.
This is not my hunted, unfortunately, so I don't get that nice green 10 there. But it is 35 slashing.
I mean, if you want to make it, you're hunted. You can. You're hasted.
Oh, retroactive hunting is okay?
I mean, the other one is... Oh, I guess the other one is alive, so it's up to you.
I mean, it's bopping off, though, right? So...
It'll come back.
It's coming back from Bartleby for sure.
Yeah, I would have liked to. I would have liked to change it. So
okay.
I was gonna. So yeah. So 45 points of slashing, which you'll kindly reduce for me.
And I did in my mind. I did the math.
This will be second attack action. 42.
Ooh, not a crit, but a hit.
32 points of slashing.
Okay, I've got that damage.
Finally, the big final. A miss.
Still up. Can Doso.
Oh, well, one moment.
Patrick, have I even... the one that Kovic's attacking, is it even beat up yet?
No.
Oh, I'm so ineffective.
Well, you were fighting the other one before, so...
I know, but
This one has only taken those two attacks from you and a blast from Bartleby, I believe.
Ah, oh, man. Is it DR10?
No, it's 15, son.
Oh, my blonies. No wonder I'm doing nothing over here.
Yeah, I looked at this. I was like, oh, here's the Honto fight.
Wow.
Tearing through these things like they're tissue paper by comparison.
Are these guys still flying? Or are they, like, landed on the...
No, they're like, these two are on the deck.
I think Candoso is going to lock them down with a Punishing Winds spell. Violent winds and a powerful downdraft fill the area, forming a cyclone. All flying creatures in the area descend 40 feet. The entire area is greater difficult terrain for flying creatures and difficult terrain for creatures on the ground or climbing. Any creature that ends its turn flying within the area descends 20 feet. Any creature pushed into a surface by the spell's winds takes bludgeoning damage as though it had fallen. So,
is Honto a flying creature right now?
You landed at the end of your turn, so no. Where do you want to center this?
I'm centering it basically just on me. I'm just calling, yep, calling down vast winds and such. So I'll throw a 30-foot radius around myself, and then, yeah. Wow. So I'm just saying, no more flying, ding-dongs.
Well, it's pretty timely now, because this devil is going to fly into this area here.
Yeah,
let's see. It's flying like straight up to you. So I think if this is...
So to try to cross the barrier, they need to make a athletics check or acrobatics check to maneuver in flight against my spell DC.
And what is your spell DC?
My spell DC is 38.
Okay. Okay. Oh, athletics. All right. Athletics is a little bit better. I've rolled a 10. That is a success, but does it also immediately descend?
No. Oh, so at the end of its turn, it will descend 20 feet.
Oh.
No, actually, no. If it's flying, so it descends 40 feet.
So. Yeah, it says all flying creatures in the air descend 40 feet. So I think it will have to take...
The 40 foot must be when I cast it. So I think if it flies in, it has to descend 20 feet at the end of its turn. But
okay. I mean, that will basically be like slow on this thing, because it's going to move up to Honto and try to make one strike. But at the end of his turn, he's going to be in the water, basically. Single attack, 14 on the dice against 41 is a hit. Or 29 points of slashing damage, Seth, and yeah. So this guy goes down to the water here, but he's splashing around now, so he's kind of like out of it for the rest of this turn. The one on Kovic will make three attacks. Try his best.
I believe in you.
Stab, stab, stab. Natural 20, natural 17.
Oh. Okay, whoa. Well, you know what? Now I'm going to need you to do really poorly on these damage rolls.
Ooh, look at me. Take me to Vegas. 3 sevens on 3d8. Lucky number sevens. Good times. That is 70 points of damage on the...
I want to bar that roll from happening.
Cherries.
Well, let me do some math. The crit itself was just 70?
We're only doing the crit right now. Yep, you still up?
Yeah, but I'm gonna need you to... Yeah, I don't know. What's your minimum damage? Because I only have 17. I only have 14 hit points.
Yeah, the 17 is just a hit. Oh, well, sorry. No, minimum damage. You're down on the second one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe if he rolls three ones, I'll stay up.
Okay.
Which one attacked Honto?
The one that was flying, but now he's down below the water.
What a dummy.
This one is going to... it's going to move over here and try to steal Bartleby again.
Is it flying?
I think he has to walk over, but...
So it's still difficult
terrain. Difficult terrain.
Yeah.
Difficult terrain is two actions to move the 25 feet or whatever over here. And then, yeah, he picks up Bartleby with a free hand. And we're on to Honto. You got the big guy on ya.
So there's an obscure rule that I don't think has come up this entire game.
I like those.
I have an ancestral feat called Terrain Advantage, where I can take advantage of the terrain to bypass foes' defenses. Non-lizard folk creatures in difficult terrain are flat-footed to me.
Oh, we should have known that earlier. That was very good.
I am going to open up with a wolf drag, I think.
Flat-footed.
That seems like a good move.
Sky.
47.
Oh.
Plus flat-footed.
Not a crit still, but a hit.
Okay, so that's 27 piercing, and he is prone.
Oh, no.
And it is flurry time. We're re-rolling that.
Yep. That's a good re-roll, but ooh.
36 against a prone flat-footed opponent is still a miss.
Yeah. Yep,
what does prone do for you?
Also makes him flat-footed.
That's
yeah,
it.
It's just flat-footed as well.
Wait, why is it flat-footed right now?
Against Honto. It's because he's in difficult terrain.
Oh,
but now he's also flat-footed because he's prone.
Got it.
So
he's got a lot of that going on.
Man, I said something about a reasonable AC.
Yeah, but you also that last attack was a toot, so don't let me hear you talking about it. Is that all? That's all four reactions, yeah.
No, it is not.
Oh my gosh. It's Wolf Drag, not two.
Wolf Strike is.
He did it.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, Wolf Strike is two actions. You're right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh. Alaris, on to you.
All right, Alaris is going to move over to this guy that's on the ground prone and is going to strike. And here's hoping it actually hits this time.
Yeah, you're gonna murder him.
It's a 39.
Against flat-footed, that is a hit.
All right, good. Let's see. It's going to be 35. Yeah, 35 damage. Slashing damage.
Okay, got it.
Here is attack number two. 33.
That is a miss. My God. It's like...
I forgot debilitating strikes again.
Look at you.
Classic.
Look at you. Roll. I'm guessing some extra damage coming my way.
Yeah, 10 extra damage. And then...
Gosh.
I'll also make them... I'll make them flat-footed. I realize that they're flat-footed because they're on the ground, but as soon as they stand up, they won't be anymore. So,
stack.
Okay.
Okay. And then I get one more action because I'm hasted. So.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to forget about that every round.
Critical hit.
Crit hit.
Wait, that means that I forgot about my fourth action.
No, we wolf-striked and then two attacks.
I did a wolf drag and then a flurry, which is one action.
Oh, right.
And then you did another strike after, I thought?
No, I reused my reroll.
Oh, sorry. That's why I was confused about that. So, I mean, yeah, make another strike if you want to.
Sorry, Rebecca. I'm just going to sneak in a little...
Yeah.
Little hit.
Kicks him on the ground.
No, he's got the rogue, like, punch him up when you get a hit.
And if Seth hits, then opportune backstab.
No, because Ilaris wouldn't have been there.
Oh.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I rolled a natural one anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
all that for nothing.
With this critical hit, not only am I doing damage, but I'm also debilitating strike, and I get critical debilitation. So make a fortitude save against my class DC.
What is that?
What is your DC?
I think it's 36.
He has succeeded.
He succeeded?
Yes.
Okay, then you are slowed one until the end of your next turn.
Give me that damage first.
And I'll also do an additional 2d6. Hold on. Okay. So all together. Oh, it's up there. Okay. Oh, I haven't rolled the critical damage. No wonder.
Oh my God, Rebecca. Oh my God.
Okay. So 46 plus 24, 60. That's not right. 70.
Okay. He be dead.
74.
Let's call it 65 and
had 40 hit points left, so I'm taking him out of this combat. No more math for you. You're shut off for the night.
Oh, no, it was 88. Sorry.
We closed the counting. We stopped tallying votes at 70. Yeah, that one's dead on your lucky fourth action.
Very lucky.
Anyone else want to try to steal the gnome? Come on.
What?
I do, but it's not my turn yet. It's Tyler's next.
Flat dying thing. Yeah? DC something? Let's just see what happens. Yep. Where am I? Ah, I'm not dying. I'm stable.
Yes. I imagine you want to
But did you want to make a new character, Tyler?
Cassius turn? No, not Kovac.
Oh, if you'll allow it, sure. I'll take a shot from downtown.
Who's that booing?
Mahim, the level 18 hero now.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. If any of us.
You are. It's great.
If any of us die, we're definitely coming back as Mahim, right?
13 points of bleed damage for Alaris. What would you like to do with Cassius, Tyler?
I guess just.
It sounded like you had a hot shot ready to rock.
Yeah.
Last.
Not really two turns a shot ago. Intended for a peon.
Oh.
That's okay. You know what? I can. Oh boy. What can I do?
The monster looks up like, oh, what? I'm not good enough to be hit by your special attack.
You're not. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to pull out the scoundrel sword as an action. We can make that my haste action for funsies. And the scoundrel sword has the extending rune on it. So I'm going to thrust it forward and make an attack.
How far does the extending rune take it?
I believe 60 feet.
Oh my gosh.
Is this your tribute to Akira Toriyama?
This is your Monkey D. Luffy attack.
Yeah.
Well, Noyo Noribo.
Stab you in the booty.
Only true Dragon Ball fans will know.
39.
Hit.
Fantastic. I don't even want to tell you how much the damage is, because after the DR, this is not as cool as it should
be. Not a lot. It's not a lot for the build-up you gave us.
20 damage.
Oh, boy, and a lot of that's going through.
I think that's all I can really do. Have fun, people. Those are my points on the board. Listen, I'm steering the ship.
All right, two actions for this guy to fly up.
I still have an action. Is that one still kind of hanging out down by the water?
Yeah.
Can I just turn the ship hard starboard and just smack it with the side of the ship? and we'll just do, I don't know, whatever damage.
A drive-by keel hauling?
Yeah, just
some de-some damage.
Yeah.
I refuse to look up rules for that right now. Let's do that on a not hour and a half into the episode.
Fair enough. I'll call my turn there.
Bug. So we got these two mostly grounded nerds, and one of them's trying to get to my not friend, the person that I don't like. I don't even like him. I don't even care if they take him away. I just like to keep my things.
Canonically, not his friend, Kendo.
Canonically, you're not my best friend. Yeah, why don't we pop a Tempest Surge on this guy? This guy next to Kovic.
Tempest Surge.
A Tempest Surge. That'll be a DC 38 reflex.
I thought they didn't make Tempest Surge anymore. Like
3 on the dice. It's a critical fail.
Oh boy, I've been waiting for this moment all my life. We were talking about that song earlier.
It is their worst save.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Very nice. 69 times 2 is 138.
Extremely nice.
138 plus 18 persistent electricity.
138. He is.
What is it going to participate? What is it going to persist upon?
He is still up, believe it or not, after that.
Okay, never mind.
This one didn't take a ton of damage before taking Kovic down. But how much persist?
Yeah, it's 9 normally, but on a crit fail, it's going to be 18. And then clumsy 2. So
got it.
For a round. And I'm going to. Third action, sustain the spell to keep the winds up, because that seems pretty good. Fourth action, let's say, anything good to do. Fourth action, you know what? Fourth action, I'll throw a little minor heal on Bartleby.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to cast a level 5 heal, range of touch, so 5d8 heal on Bartleby, and we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5d8. 8 roll. Pretty average, 23. So Bartleby's awake.
These two remaining devils are going to. Well, this one has to fly up. They actually take a couple of actions to get to the deck.
So, like, for every 5 feet of movement it spins, it has to spend an additional 10 feet of movement if it's flying.
Yeah. So just to get up to the top deck here, it will take all 100 foot of two actions.
Yeah.
So he gets one action, but he's not attacking. This one here isn't attacking Kandosa. He's attacking Honto. The one that you just have like 130 damage on is going to make two attacks against Kandosa. Because they got reach. They're reaching over Honto. He's okay. A 5 and a 3. Probably.
Kandosa's so good. So good.
Not going to hit.
So blocky.
So
Kandosa is 37. So only one better
than. Does clumsy also affect their attacks?
Ooh, clumsy does not
affect
AC, probably
dexterity attacks. So range attacks.
Oh, okay.
Actually, so this 5 is a hit because you are technically being flanked.
Okay.
First hit on Kandosa. 29 points of slashing damage. Honto, an attack against you, flat-footed. 6 on the dice is also just a hit. No, 41. That is a miss. Okay, Honto, back to you.
So.
It will be alive after this extra damage, Jabert, but you're going to go ahead and roll it. Or no, you already rolled it for it.
Oh, yeah. It's a static 18.
18.
So. Got it. Okay, I've got it.
Did it? So is that one dead or is it still alive?
No, it's still alive. It's just there. It's extremely hurt, the one that's right next to you.
Man. All right. Let's just do a single attack against it. Am I going to regret this? Probably.
Probably.
42 against flat-footed.
Probably not. That is enough to kill it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
And then let's take
3 more actions. Yeah.
So 2 more actions. One of those is going to be a flurry of blows against the other one.
Toot toot.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. So the second one 33 is 33
piercing damage from that flurry of blows. And then one more attack. 30 against left footed. Probably a miss.
Miss. Alaris. You're
welcome, Patrick.
All right. Alaris is going to step so that I'm flanking with Kandosa.
Just killed one of my monsters, and you're like, you're welcome.
Well, I didn't kill 2 monsters. I could have.
Oh, okay. I mean, technically, you really could have.
So flanking with Kandosa.
That is a hit.
Against flat-footed. So that does 37 damage.
It's still up.
And 2 bleed. Okay. Oh, another natural 20. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you slice this guy's head right off.
Alaris is just seeing bells today.
She's crying.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. We are out of combat as the devils have been drowned, thrown into the ocean. Their bodies kind of bubbling up. Icky Icker, indeed. The ickiest of Icker. And yeah, you see in the distance what Kandosa was riding a 4. And you can give this news in your own words, Jabert, but the ships you saw sailing from the south indeed was the repaired alliance of vessels from the Isle of Empty Eyes, the Spider Silk and the rest, needing only just a little bit more time to get into this fight, a little more for them to sail over before they can join a true naval combat, the likes of which has not been seen in the Shackles in many a decade, many a year, a royal naval battle that will have to be a tale for another time. Dead men roll no crits.
Yarr. Kandosa, it's obviously an illusion. Cast fireball right now against all those ships.
Well, I mean, like, so Kandosa can turn into a bird, right?
Yeah.
And birds aren't real.
That's
so
true. I see the mathematics here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just science.
Wait, are you saying Kandosa isn't real? He's some kind of character construct?
He's been a psyop this whole time.
Oh my god. Why didn't you tell me, Jabert? That is going to do it for us, Patreon Pirates, Free Week Captains. Thank you for listening. A lot more of the Battle of Abednego to go. And we'll get to it next week. Thank you all for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
We'll catch you on the next week's episode of Demon Roll No Crits.
Too much combat, things shouldn't have the odds.